A California cannabis industry group announced that it reached an agreement with a state credit union that will provide checking, wire transfers, and other banking services for more marijuana companies. From the newsroom, I'm Trey Westerberg with Northern California News and Peter Colleen at the local desk. The California Cannabis Industry Association said its members will gain access to banking services through the California-based North Bay Credit Union. A former California correctional officer pleaded guilty in federal court to submitting a false report in connection with a federal civil rights investigation into the death of an inmate at a Sacramento area prison. 32-year-old Ashley Aurich lied about seeing another former correctional officer, Arturo Pacheco, reach down and pull the legs out from under a handcuffed inmate. He died at a hospital 2 days later. Months-old embers from a deadly California fire were blown back to life Tuesday by powerful winds. Trees and trucks were toppled, Yosemite National Park was forced to close, and two coronavirus vaccination centers were shut down south of San Francisco. Up next, Peter Colleen at the local desk.
From the newsroom, I'm Peter Colleen. City of Eureka Public Works inviting you to a Zoom session focused on the proposed Beta Zoo Trail. The trail would connect the waterfront trail in the north to Sequoia Park in the south. Currently, it's in the planning phase. January 15, special agents with the Humboldt County Drug Task Force served a search warrant on three subjects on the 500 block of 16th Street in Fortuna. As a result of the searches, they found 11 ounces of meth, 2.3 grams of fentanyl, an ounce of fake heroin. 27-year-old Alex Calvert and 27-year-old Kyra Lavasseur are facing a number of counts. With news, I'm Peter Colleen.